This is Scott Berguin of KSOW in Cottage Grove. We are checking back in with the Bring Them Home Now tour, although the tour is now, everybody's in Washington, D.C., so I guess it's less of a tour, although it's a tour of congressional buildings. We're talking again to Al Zappala of Gold Star Families for Peace. Good morning, Al.
Okay, how are you doing?
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I'm just moving around a little bit
okay,
here. Okay.
All right. So you're in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
And I noticed on the schedule on the website, bringthemhomenowtour.org, that you have nothing, there's nothing on the schedule for today, and I kind of guess that that means you're probably, a lot of you are visiting congressional leaders.
Yeah, we're going to, I think we're due to have a meeting in about 15 or 20 minutes. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be visiting Congress people.
All right.
And so that's what we'll be doing. But I don't know the schedule or anything until our coordinator talks to us.
All right.
So
is today your chance to visit your specific congressional leader, or is that going to come another time?
I hope to. I hope to visit my... my district's congressional leader, and also, if I can, I'd like to visit the two Pennsylvania senators, mm-hmm. Senator Spector and Senator Santorum.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just, before I talked to you, I caught somebody going out the door, or heading into a taxi. I guess they're going over to talk to, and they have a meeting with John Kerry this morning, so that should be interesting to hear how that one goes.
Who's meeting with him?
Some of the folks, it's some of the folks that were on the Southern Tour, but I guess nobody's on the Northern, Central, and Southern Tours anymore, are you? You're all kind of working together.
Yeah, we're all parked in front of this hostel in Washington, D.C. All three RVs are parked together.
Right.
It was pretty exciting, you know, all of us hooking up and meeting everybody and
happened yesterday about midday. Is that right? That the tours came together.
Yeah, we were hosted central bus and the northern bus met in Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Okay.
And we were hosted by the SEIU and 1199,
mm-hmm.
In Baltimore for a breakfast. And we spoke there, and then we hooked up with the Southern bus yesterday, I guess, I forget, 11:30, 12 o'clock, something like that yesterday,
mm-hmm.
in Washington, D.C. at RFK Stadium. And then we had a press conference, and then we all signed a letter to President Bush,
mm-hmm.
asking him, you know, generally that him to leave Iraq. And then we delivered it to the White House, had another press conference in front of the White House, and then we went to, we set up an encampment, similar to what's had in Crawford.
Uh-huh.
And we worked on that pretty much all day, putting the crosses up and putting the tent up, hanging pictures, stuff like that. And last night, it was 8 o'clock, I think it was, that
mm-hmm.
we addressed an audience at the American University here in Washington, D.C.
Mm. Right, there was a...
That was our day yesterday.
Okay.
And today, it is the congressional visits. I don't know if anything else is happening. There might be maybe a vigil tonight. I'm not sure. People are starting to gather now, and I guess we'll know I'll find out. About 15 to 20 minutes.
You'll get your assignment
soon. What's happening today?
All right. Was the event last night? Was that one I saw that was doing some comparisons between Vietnam and Iraq? It was kind of a panel thing or something like that. I'm trying to remember this from the website, and it's that part's
well,
gone now.
Well, I think the local organizers, I think the main speaker was making comparisons. And then we had a disabled Vietnam vet who, paraplegic, who spoke, and you know, he talked a lot about Vietnam. And then we had, in our group, we had, I don't know how many, four or five main speakers. I don't know, you've heard of Anne Wright, maybe?
Yes,
She's with us now, and she spoke, and some of we had a spokesman from, you know, we're four groups, Military Families Speak Out, Gold Star Families for Peace, and Iraq Veterans Against the War, Veterans for Peace. So we had a spokesman speak for us in each one of those groups.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was different messages that, you know, and different stories that each one brought to, I guess it was mostly students, which was refreshing for a change, instead of looking out at rallies and seeing a lot of gray hairs out there, you know, and to see young people was, to me anyway, was refreshing.
Well, yes. It does seem to be one of those things that here we find ourselves in the early 2000s, and I find that myself. I turn around and I expect to see young people, because in my mind that's still what I am. And it turns out they're all my age sometimes. So it is, it's good to see. And actually, we've started getting more young people in our vigils right here in Cottage Grove. It's some high school
great.
Students.
That's so, great. I'm hopeful that we get to see a lot of young people on the 24th. And
I think you will.
Yeah. And, it'll be very exciting.
Yeah, I would guess. If not today, certainly tomorrow, you're going to start seeing more people showing up. So I saw a little bit of a news piece, and I can't remember where now. That's real great, but I can't. About, did you have a little bit of trouble when the tour first got into D.C. in terms of, I think when you were trying to deliver the letter to the White House, perhaps, or at the Capitol steps or something?
Yeah, but it wasn't so bad. I mean, there was some, we pulled in and the police pulled up in front of us and stopped our caravan, and then you know, I just stood on the bus, and you know, our coordinator went out, negotiated, it turned out okay. You know, they found a parking space. I don't think it was exactly where we wanted. You know, we wanted to be more visible, but it was okay. I mean, we got out and we walked over to the press conference and then to the White House. It was okay. It was sort of a minor thing.
All right.
We did get held up for. First, they said they were going to bring in these. I don't know what you call them. These dogs that sniff out bombs or something.
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh.
But they never did that. I mean, you know, we just sat there probably for about an hour. It was a long time. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And. But I guess they made some phone calls or whatever. They never did bring these dogs around. And then they let us park in a certain area, you know. So.
Okay, so I'm not sure this will help anybody, but for people that have been to Washington D.C., what's the location of the encampment that you said you all were working on yesterday? How close to the White House or to the Capitol are you?
Let me I'll just ask someone
here.
Because I don't know the street.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the exact location of the encampment?
14th and Constitution.
It's at 14th and Constitution Avenue.
Oh, okay. So that'd be just a block away from 13th and Constitution.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
You can't miss it. We have a big tent set up, and It's in a grassy area there, so,
all right.
You know, everyone's welcome to visit.
So. Yes, well, hopefully there will be a whole bunch of people visiting you. The when you said you delivered a letter to the White House, did you actually get up to the White House, or was it at the gates?
Well, the gates, yeah, you don't get past the gates.
Right.
I mean, I was in Washington for the Downing Street memo hearings.
Uh-huh.
And we delivered like, I don't know, it was I think 560,000 signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Calling for Congress for the White House to have an investigation on the Downing Street memo.
Right.
And we got just about as far, too, with the gates.
Yeah.
And that was with John Conyers and other Congress people leading their delegation to the White House.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they wouldn't let him in, you know.
Right.
And it was like, yeah, we got there and we're all carrying these petitions. And they says, well, you know, for security reasons, you can't come in here. And I mean, I was like, yeah, I start hollering, what? You can't let a U.S. congressman into the White House? I mean, what are you talking about? Security reasons.
Yeah.
You don't want to let us in, fine, but let him in. We got all these petitions. But they just took them. It's the same thing that they did here. They took this letter. So mm-hmm. whether it ever got delivered or...
Right. It's the same thing they did in Crawford
whatever
as well.
Happened to it, who knows, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a letter. We all signed it and then had it delivered. So.
Well, obviously the focus is the Bush administration largely, but also, I guess, maybe just as equally, the American people is a lot of this focus. Congress and the American people for the tour and the mobilization on Saturday, the what will be a huge march, I'm sure. But, you know, it's focused as much to the American people to get us energized and get us to start looking and asking questions and putting pressure on, you know. Because this, I doubt even if Bush and others are in there, you know, reconsidering their policies, I doubt even if they're doing that they're going to give us any indication that they are, you know, that we're having an impact on them. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, in a democracy, you would think that you'd have a more of a sense of a openness between the leadership and the people, but this particular regime doesn't seem to be into that.
Well, you know, it's these kind of hostile, you know, Karl Rove, you know, his latest thing now is he called Cindy Sheehan a clown.
Oh, really?
And he said that the peace movement is non-existent, or the anti-war movement is non-existent. So, first off, I mean, to be that disrespectful to a woman who lost her son in battle, mm-hmm. to call her a clown is, you know, it's just unbelievable the arrogance that this administration has. And you know, we hope to show him on Saturday what force this anti-war mm-hmm. movement does, in fact, really have.
Well, you know, he reminds me with that statement, and I think this is indicative of them, of the Bush administration, is of a very young child with their hands over their ears going, you know, kind of like, nah, 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 like, not, this doesn't exist, I don't see it, there's nothing happening, you know? And unfortunately, I think most people in the country know quite the opposite.
Well, you know, I know progressive media like you guys will be covering, you know, this whole weekend in Washington. We still don't know what the corporate media will be covering.
Mm-hmm. That's but, very
I mean,
true.
Hopefully, you know, America will get to see, all of America will get to see, you know, you know, they will hear our voices on Saturday.
Right, and I think they will. Unfortunately, the corporate media is being apparently handed something that they can be distracted by, if they choose to be. And, you know, not that it's not important, but this new hurricane that seems to be heading for Texas, if they want to, they'll, you know, obviously it's possible to cover more than one story at a time. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But I think that, you know, even if not one word is spoken in the corporate media, and by the way, there's already some things from the Washington Post and other papers that are showing up here after you've gotten to D.C. that are on the internet anyway, that even if they don't say one word, the impact on all the people in Washington, D.C., those that come and those that are there, and the Congress people that you're visiting is going to be, we won't know the true powerful impact of that until probably for months and even years probably down the line. But it's unavoidable, I think.
Like you say, it's important, you know, that this upcoming hurricane be covered, you know, and mm-hmm. all that. But, you know, people are still dying every day in Iraq.
That's right.
Even when Katrina hit, I mean, that, you know, what was it, like 900 people were trampled to death.
Right, right.
In Iraq, it was like hardly covered.
Right.
It's just,
it's sad. It's a sad thing, and the thing is,
you know, if it wasn't the hurricane, it would be the Runaway Bride or Michael Jackson or, you know, I mean, that just seems to be...
you're right. It does. It seems that they can find a distraction if they want to find a distraction.
Yeah.
I think that's what I meant. That some of them will use the hurricane, cover it, hopefully cover it well, and cover it in a way that's a service to the public. And but like I said, it's very possible for them to do both. And as well as, I mean, I guess there's three, to not only to cover the mobilization and what happens in D.C. and also around the country, but also hopefully someday soon do a much better job of covering what's actually going on in Iraq.
Yes.
But, you know, I won't hold my breath on that one, but we'll... it makes it harder for them to ignore it, though. We are making it harder for them to ignore it by... having hundreds of thousands of people in the streets in Washington, D.C., and do you feel a sense of excitement building, or are you pretty much just laid back and ready to take on whatever comes?
No, you know, I guess it is building, you know, and I'm anxious to, see my family. They'll be coming in on tomorrow night.
All right, good.
My two sons and my wife and, you know, and other people will be coming in. So I am getting excited about it.
Good, good. All right. Do you have a specific role? Have they told you yet what you're going to be doing on the 24th? Any more speaking stuff? Or are you going to pretty much be able to walk with the group?
I doubt if I'll have a speaking role. Mm-hmm. You know, we're having... we expect to have 250 military families come in.
Oh, boy. Great.
So, you know, you know, we all can't speak, so.
Right. That'd be a long, long rally, wouldn't it?
Right. And, you know, there's other peace activists
sure.
that can speak. I guess Cindy Sheehan will be our main speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody else, if they've figured out anybody else that's speaking or not.
Right. Of course, now you're joining the four groups that are part of the biggest part of the Bring Them Home Now tour are now joining a bunch of other organizations in this mobilization. So the coalition has expanded tremendously. Yeah,
just one part of it all. So, I really, you know, it's just like this whole tour has been. I don't know a lot of details. I just take it day to day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as you answer to your name.
We have a meeting in the morning and
yes.
We talk and...
and don't miss breakfast.
In fact, Karen Murray just walked down, standing beside me right now.
Oh, hello, Karen.
Yeah.
Well, if I hadn't got a hold of you this morning, she was going to be the next person I was going to call, so you can tell her she lucked out.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's what she just said. She looked down and she said, what's going on? So that's the way we all are.
All right. What is
going
on?
We're waiting for direction here.
Yes. Okay. Well, it sounds like I'm sure you have a very full day. Hopefully you'll have some meaningful meetings with some congressional leaders, including your own. And, hey, keep giving them hell, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Al.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to keep you from breakfast, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for having me on. And, you know, call again and we'll keep you updated on what's happening here in Washington, D.C.
Definitely. I want to check back in with you at least once, and it might even be Saturday sometime if we can squeak something in. I know that'll be very difficult, but we'll
hear
from you again.
You know, in the morning would probably be good, I guess.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what I hope to do. We'll see what happens here. But we'll check back in with you, like I said, at least one more time, and maybe even a follow-up after it's all over to get your thoughts on how it went, how you felt, and where things are going, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Appreciate it, Al. And I'm going to read this letter that you all delivered to President Bush on the air this morning,
so
people can hear what's going on. Thanks again. Enjoy breakfast. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye, Al.
See ya. Right. Yeah. Bye-bye.